If we haven't contributed to both these objectives, we have failed. For its chocolate fudge brownie ice cream, Ben & Jerry's purchased brownies from Grayston Bakery, an entity whose mission is to provide employment and support services to former homeless, low-income, and disenfranchised people and their families. In 1984, they offered stock to Vermont residents. About 1,800 households became shareholders, and soon after, they took the company public. As the market for premium ice cream got more crowded, the company began to face challenges. In 1994, the company's annual report disclosed that sales growth had slowed, and it had suffered its first financial loss. By 1999, the stock had dropped nearly 50% from its peak because of the company's weaker financial performance. This attracted interest from corporate buyers, who believed they could turn things around by focusing more on the bottom line and less on the mission. The Economist opined that even caring shareholders would rather that Ben & Jerry's gave its profits to charity than becoming a charity itself. When Unilever, a global corporation that owns brands ranging from Vaseline and Dove soap to Breyers and Lipton, made an offer to buy the company at well above the current share price, the board felt that it had no choice but to accept, fearing lawsuits from disgruntled.